Well, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, joining us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. Do you feel uncomfortable voting with Sinn Féin today against the German, teaming up with them?
Well, we haven't made a final decision on that, Stephen, but the answer to your question is no, and I'll explain that in a moment. But here's the position that we are in at 9:05 this Thursday morning. We will not prop up a lie, and the lie is coming from Sinn Féin. And so the solution lies with Gerry Adams and Sinn Féin to come onto the same page as the Secretary of State, the Chief Constable, the Taoiseach, the Prime Minister. All Gerry Adams has to say is that, yes, the IRA exists. And then he can explain it in whatever benign terms he wants. But unless he injects a little honesty and credibility, we are stuck. And we will not support adjournment. Because adjournment is the worst possible outcome. Under adjournment, the Assembly doesn't sit. It does not hold to account the Executive, which continues to sit. So the DUP want to keep Sinn Féin in government. I do not. I prefer suspension. And the other big difference with suspension is...
You prefer suspension?
State, yes, because the Secretary of State can also suspend our salaries. And there is nothing to focus minds, in my experience, more than a dose of unemployment.
Well, you're the leader of your party. You can suspend your own salaries. Don't take them. Set now, you won't take them.
That won't solve anything, Stephen. What will solve everything is, and what will bring a focus is if everybody's salary is suspended. What is the point of adjournment when Peter Robinson will still sit on 120 grand a year plus all the other privileges and perks and he keeps Sinn Féin in government? And Sinn Féin continue to avoid the truth of the existence of the IRA.
Well, do you want to be a leader today? You're saying they shouldn't have their salaries. Do you want to say you'll forgo yours?
Yes, I've just said that.
Right now, you're going to hand back your salary, are you?
Suspend the salaries.
Are you suspending your party salaries?
Stephen, don't be silly. If the Secretary of State suspends, she can suspend all the salaries. Stop looking for little sound bites and gestures from single individual leaders. This is about...
You've just had a pop at Peter Robinson. You're quite good at sound bites yourself.
Suspend all the salaries. Suspend the Assembly if you have to. But we don't have to, because all we need to hear is Gerry Adams inject some reality and honesty about the status of the IRA in 2050.
And if there was suspension, what would that suspension be for? Would it be to create room for talks? And would those talks involve the Ulster Unionist Party having talks with Sinn Féin?
I don't see the merit in going anywhere unless Sinn Féin move off the lie. We will not prop up a lie. The big question for us is that there are talks today, day three of the talks, according to the Northern Ireland Office schedule and the agenda, finally address the elephant in the room. We may go down to finally put that question to Sinn Féin. Are you prepared to move off the lie and inject some honesty?
So there would be.
If we're not prepared to do that, we can't talk.
So Sinn Féin would deny, of course, it's a lie, and they would say that the IRA does not exist.
So, they would say that, yes.
So you want Sinn Féin. Your ask this morning is for Sinn Féin to do an absolute humiliating U-turn. And you expect Sinn Féin to say, do you know what, we were spoofing to the public, actually the IRA exists. That's all you're asking for this morning.
I am saying I believe the Chief Constable, I believe the Secretary of State, I believe the Taoiseach, I do not believe Sinn Féin.
So if you believe the Secretary of State, you will believe when the Secretary of State, Theresa Villiers, said the following, September the 8th in the House of Commons, only parties committed to exclusively democratic and peaceful means can or should be eligible to participate in Northern Ireland's political institutions. I believe that all the parties in the Northern Ireland Executive are committed to those principles. So she's saying that she believes Sinn Féin is committed to exclusively democratic and peaceful means.
I don't have a difficulty with that.
So you believe Sinn Féin is committed to peaceful means?
I don't have a difficulty with her statement. The difficulty I have is that, as the Taoiseach put it, it is incredible for Sinn Féin to stick on this ground of saying the IRA doesn't exist. And if, as the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister and the Secretary of State and the Chief Constable would all argue, they're not up to terrorism anymore as an organisation. As an organisation, where's the difficulty in Jerry Adams saying they still exist, but we're not involved in terrorism anymore as an organisation?
So are you?
What's the difficulty? Why threaten these institutions over something as simple as that?
Well, are you saying that the Ulster Unionist Party, under your leadership, will never be back in the executive unless Sinn Féin admit the IRA exists?
What I'm saying is, unless and until we get that statement today, we're not going to support an adjournment, because the adjournment will leave Sinn Féin in government, leave everybody in there well above the average wage salaries and all the rest. It doesn't address the issue. I heard Simon Hamilton, he's only interested in attacking the Ulster Unionists. We are only interested in holding Sinn Féin to account about the lie regarding the status of the IRA. Yeah,
and in every interview you do, you have a pop at Sinn Féin. At the DUP. If the Secretary of State is saying that Sinn Féin is committed to democratic and peaceful means, then surely you can't ask for them to be kicked out of the executive if you believe what she says. They're committed to peaceful democracy in Northern Ireland.
I have never asked for Sinn Féin to be kicked out of the executive. I have asked for them to inject some honesty into the status of the IRA in 2015.
So you think Sinn Féin should stay within the executive, do you?
I think we have to address the issue of the status of the IRA and the credibility of the stances political parties are taking towards it. Then we can move on. And they have a big mandate from the people to be in the Assembly and to be in government.
Your cynics would suggest that what this is about is a fight within unionism, that this is about you getting your own back on the DUP, given what happened to your party in the past, that you're being seen to be tough now.
And they're wrong.
Where's the evidence of that?
Well, you can't prove certain things, Stephen. You can ascribe motivation to people because you're cynical, as you've just suggested, or whatever. I am telling you, I cannot do this and live with myself unless I say I will not prop up a lie.
So if that means it all collapses, you're prepared to live with that? The institutions fall and you've been party to making that happen. You won't have a guilty conscience?
Not a guilty conscience, Stephen. I don't want this to happen. I don't want the institutions to collapse. I want them to work. And I'll be interested to hear the callers that you're asking to contribute today with their assessment. Because I believe in 98, when the Ulster Unionist Party stretched itself so far to get these institutions up, we promised mutual respect for each other's traditions, and I don't think we've delivered it. We promised prosperity for people, the peace dividend. I don't believe we've delivered it. And we promised better government than direct rule, and I don't believe it has been delivered over the last 8 years with the DUP and Sinn Féin in government. And if you think that's me having a pop at them, so be it.
Gerry Adams has told Good Morning Ulster this morning that what you're doing plays into the hands of those who murdered Kevin McGuigan and those who want the political institutions to fail. What's your reaction to that?
I disagree with him. I think he's deflecting from the basic problem that you cannot build a government on a lie. You need solid foundations for a government. I want to work with everybody who has a mandate. But there has to be honesty. There has to be credibility. And when a party of government finds itself discordant with the Chief Constable, the Secretary of State, the Taoiseach, in fact, discordant with world opinion, that is an issue that has to be addressed.
The IRA has gone, Gerry Adams told Good Morning Ulster. All the hard work that's been done by many, many people, all of that is going to be set for nothing, given away, pushed into the rubbish bin, he says.
The IRA has not gone, says the Chief Constable, says the Secretary of State in the House of Commons, written into Hansard, the official record of the history of politics in the United Kingdom.
Your party once welcomed the PUP into your Assembly party, didn't it? That was before your leadership, but it did it. Was that a mistake?
Not if it brings people into the political tent, which is what we set out to do in 1998. And there is a difference, Stephen. We do not deny the existence of loyalist terrorist groups in 2015, and we want them to go away as well. And I have sat with these people, and I've talked about a political way forward. And I have also made a call in the last couple of weeks that as they exit the stage, they should take their paramilitary flags off our lampposts.
So sit with Sinn Féin and say the same thing to Sinn Féin then. Sit with them. Talk with them.
I have done. You have no idea some of the discussions that I have had on a private basis with the most senior members of Sinn Féin.
Over the recent days?
No.
Okay. Mike Nesbitt, thank you.